Welcome back to our series we're calling Overflow God. We're looking at how to change our thinking from a scarcity mentality to a mindset of abundance. And today I want to talk with you about trusting in the right source to give you everything you need. I think it's safe to say that we all want more. More blessings, more favor, more grace, more success. I'm sure there's something more you're hoping for right now in your own life. Maybe it's a bigger home or a promotion at work, more money in the bank, more children or grandchildren, more time to enjoy yourself or your family. Or maybe you're satisfied with material blessings and now you're looking for more meaning, significance, and purpose. Some people need more companionship, the right person to come into their life. Others just want more love and peace in their families. Maybe you're believing for more days in your life and you're praying that whatever medical condition you're struggling with will soon turn around. Whatever it is, if you have a dream in your heart, it's almost always for something more. The good news is that God also wants you to have more. More of the right things, at the right time, and in the right amount. The key is we have to trust in the right source, and the right source is God Himself. He doesn't want you striving and straining on your own, turning to someone or something other than Him to give you more of what you think you need. That just leads to bad choices, like the one I almost made. A while back, I decided that I needed a new car. I figured, I'm the pastor of this fine parish. I deserve a new vehicle to be seen in around the upscale, affluent town of Tiburon. I was tired of driving my old sedan for so many years. It was time to treat myself. So I headed over to the good people at Marin Acura. They made me a great deal on a brand new car, luxury appointments, leather seats, the works. They did me right. They did the right thing for me. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a new car. I heard from God. He intervened. He said, Father Roger, this is not right for you. Yes, God calls me Father Roger. He said, Father Roger, this is not the right thing for you right now. I will tell you what's right for you and when you need it. I will tell you what you need and when you need it. Well, I came to my senses. You know, I realized God was right. I don't make a lot of money. I needed to be saving for my retirement, not for a luxury vehicle just to feed my ego. You know, I just wanted to ride around town and get the respect that I deserved in that new car. That was all ego. But you know, what's interesting and funny is that the minute I heard that tiny voice telling me to hold off, that God had something much better in store for me down the line at the right time. I've been so happy driving around my 15-year-old Honda Civic. I am perfectly content now with my old beater car, although I do pray fervently on long road trips that she doesn't break down. The point is, my dream for a new car was coming from the wrong source. When I look back on it, if I had followed through on it, I would have been worried about paying the car payments or being able to save enough for my future, and it just would have been a big headache. The point is, if you want more and you want to be happy with more, you have to trust in the right source. You also have to trust in God's timing, because His timing is perfect. Whenever you need something to fulfill your destiny, it will arrive on time. Scripture says, the vision awaits its appointed time. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. When God wants you to have something more according to His vision for your life, it will not be 1 minute, 1 second late. When the ancient Israelites were in the desert, there wasn't enough food for them to eat. They started complaining to Moses. The first reading says that they grumbled against him and his brother Aaron. They said, "We wish we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt as we sat by our flesh pots of meat and ate our fill of bread. But you, Moses, had to lead us out into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Man, it's a tough crowd, right? I mean, I wouldn't want to be in Moses' shoes. He must have been sweating bullets. They were all turned against him. They had become a hangry mob, and they were taking it out on poor Moses. But God rescued Moses and the people at just the right time. The first reading says that he sent quail to them, a huge amount of quail, as much as they wanted, more than they could eat. What's interesting is that quail never fly that far away from the water. But in a parallel passage from the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 11, Scripture says that God whipped up a strong wind that drove the quail about 20 miles away from the sea into the camp of the Israelites. And that same strong wind caused the quail to fall to the ground and pile up at a height of about 3 or 4 feet. The people were gathering quail for 2 days and a night. The least any of them gathered was about 10 gallons. Scholars have done some research on this, and some of them believe that because there were approximately 2 million people there in the Israelite camp, that the number of birds must have been in excess of 25 million. Now, I haven't done the math myself, but what I do know is that God gives us exactly what we need at exactly the right time. He is the God of abundance and the only source that we should trust to meet our needs. Well, God doesn't only just give us what we need at the time that we need it. He also gives us the right amount of what we need. You know, there is a difference between abundance and overconsumption. Abundance isn't about having gigantic, Texas-sized portions of everything. It's about having what you need, want, and desire in the right amount for you. See, it's very easy to start consuming too much of something when you think there's not enough of it to go around. The book of Genesis in the Old Testament tells the story of Adam and Eve, the first two humans. God put them in a garden with plenty of healthy, delicious, and fresh fruits and vegetables to eat, and an abundance of everything for them to enjoy. But a serpent came along and convinced them to eat from the one tree God said they were not allowed to touch. And because they trusted in the wrong source, there were consequences. Food became scarce. You had to forage to find it. Hunting and fishing were hit or miss activities. Crops needed rain and good weather to grow. If you didn't have it, they wouldn't survive. Adam had to work very hard to feed his family. Under conditions of scarcity like that, it made sense to consume everything you possibly could, whenever you could, as much as you could, while it was available. But today, with advanced technology and more knowledge and expertise, there is now, again, an abundance of everything we need. I don't know about you, but when I go to the grocery store, I never have to worry about having enough. The problem is, our brains, scientists say, have not caught up with this new reality. We still have a scarcity mentality. It comes from so many generations of struggling. It's deeply ingrained within us. Have you ever wondered why you can't eat just one potato chip, or watch just one YouTube cat video, or your favorite show on TV, whatever it is, just one episode? It's because even though we live in a world of abundance and plenty, our brains still tell us there's not going to be enough to go around. So we start over-consuming to make sure that we get our fair share. And to make matters worse, studies have shown that the gambling industry, social media, retailers, food companies, all have figured out ways to take advantage of our scarcity mentality. And so we start overconsuming, taking too much, becoming greedy and possessive, sometimes even falling into addictions, all because we do not trust the right source to give us what we need, when we need it, and in the amount that we need. This is what happened to the Israelites in the desert. God not only gave them quail to eat, but also bread called manna. It tasted like wafers made with honey. And every night, this manna would literally rain down from heaven. It would cover the earth. All the people had to do was wake up in the morning, walk outside, and gather as much as they needed. It was like having a free Kellogg cereal breakfast every morning. You didn't have to lift a finger. All you had to do was collect it. And there was plenty, more than enough. But there were some rules for them to follow. First, they were supposed to only collect a certain amount per person. Second, they were not supposed to store or save the manna. Third, they could take a double portion of the manna the day before the Sabbath, but not any on the Sabbath day itself. But guess what? The people disobeyed and broke all those rules. They tried to gather more than they needed, but they ended up with an equal share. They tried to store the manna overnight, but it rotted in their homes. They went out on the Sabbath looking for the manna, but there wasn't any. The people kept breaking the rules because they had become greedy for more. And they became greedy because they did not trust in God to continue being the perfect source of their provision. When we lose trust in God to provide for us, it's easy to start consuming too much of things and consuming the wrong things. The people in the gospel reading today followed Jesus around wherever he went. That's because he had just performed an incredible miracle, feeding thousands of people with just a couple of fish and two loaves of bread. Even though their stomachs were full, they weren't hungry anymore. They kept following Jesus for more bread. They just wanted more bread. They had a scarcity mentality. They needed more. So Jesus calls him on it. He says, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life." Jesus was trying to give them something much greater than ordinary bread, but their minds were stuck on what happens when we get hungry again. We need more bread. We have to follow Jesus for more bread, bread, bread. This scarcity mentality misled them. They couldn't hear what Jesus was saying. So they ended up replying to Jesus, Moses gave our ancestors bread to eat in the desert, as if to say, "Jesus, what's wrong with wanting more bread? What can you do for us?" And then Jesus delivers the punchline. He says, "It was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven." And then he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." Sometimes we hunger for the wrong things, things that will never satisfy us. When we let our doubt and our lack of trust in God to provide convince us to feed our souls with unhealthy choices, fill our minds with bad thoughts, fill up our hearts with negative attitudes and emotions, we are letting the wrong source distract us from the right thing. You know, sometime after I decided not to get that new car, God opened a door for me that I didn't think would happen so soon, if at all. For many years, you probably know this, I have been dreaming of owning a tiny little condominium somewhere in Palm Springs, you know, for my retirement. You know how much I love Palm Springs. I love the sunny, warm weather and the quiet simplicity of the desert. And as a priest, a parish priest, it's okay for me to own property. And I don't know if you know this, but when you think of Palm Springs, you often think of all these rich mansions and swimming pools and everything. But there's actually a lot of reasonably priced smaller places for ordinary people like me. It's like the last nice place in California that you could actually afford to buy some real estate. So I had been dreaming for that for a while, and I didn't think it would happen because I didn't have enough in savings. I wasn't sure how that was going to work out. I didn't think it was possible for me. But then God sent the right opportunity at exactly the right time, and I followed that opportunity. And today, I am a proud owner of a tiny little one-bedroom condominium right in Rancho Mirage, where I want to be. My priest friend, who always likes to make fun of me and brag about his double-wide mobile home trailer he inherited from his grandparents on Pismo Beach, he made fun, which I think is terrible, he made fun of my little condo. He said the kitchenette was cute and the miniature shower was adorable. I don't care. I love it because it's mine and God gave it to me. The point is, had I followed my ego earlier and purchased that luxury vehicle, had I not listened to God, had I been feeding my ego, I wouldn't have had the provision, the ability, the sources to take this opportunity when it came along. Here's the principle. When we rely on ourselves, our egos, on anyone or anything other than God, other people, whatever it is, when we believe the lies that things are scarce, that there's not enough, there's a shortage, you got to fight and claw and compete to get what you want in this dog-eat-dog world, you are then working for food that perishes. We become greedy, chase after the wrong things, hunger for the wrong things, become selfish people that we don't recognize. You know, I think maybe Mick Jagger got at least one thing right. You may not always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might just find you get what you need. God is the right source for everything. He gives us everything we need, the right things, in the right amount, at exactly the right time. Our part is to trust in the right source. Amen? Amen. Amen.